Hey everyone, it's Louis here doing another one of my Audio Boo posts. And before I say anything, I want to put a huge thank you out to the Audio Boo staff, who are obviously brilliant at listening to new posts and new members, and hopefully they'll hear this one as well. And yeah, you know, thanks so much, guys. I've had quite a few followers from it, so that's brilliant. Thanks for the feature. And if you haven't listened to it yet, please go and do so. It was entitled Year of the Tiger, and I'm talking about the fact that 2010 is the Year of the Tiger. But what does that actually mean for our conservation on this planet? And what does it mean for other big cats as well as the tiger? And I've been up to quite a few things over the past couple of days. And as I mentioned in my last post, I actually had a meeting with a documentary producer in Bristol last Friday. It went really well. And I'm now at the point where I've got to spend a lot of time doing all sorts of research about the exciting things that go on in the chocolate world. And I've been doing a lot of research over the past 2 days, and there's some really exciting things going on. Of course, for those of you in the chocolate industry, you will know. For the rest of you, you won't. But the UK Chocolate Masters Heats will be going on in October, and hopefully I might be able to get it done even before then, so I can actually film it, which would be fantastic. A couple of days ago, I was actually researching into chocolate, and I found that outside Tokyo, just outside in a little spa complex, you can have a complete chocolate treatment. So you can actually get in a bath completely with chocolate, bathe in it, and then have massages and all sorts of face masks and exciting things. And I actually had a chocolate massage in Mexico, but that's a different story. But no, it's really interesting. There's some fantastic things going on. And actually in China, there's a whole city made out of chocolate in an exhibition hall. And so, yeah, some really interesting things going on. And actually just this morning, I was flicking through Google and just having a quick look to see if I could find anything. And I found an article about the world's smallest chocolate factory, which actually happens to be in Hawaii, of all places. And they grow the beans in the back garden, go through to production, and they make from bean to bar. So that'd be really exciting to see. So if any of you got any suggestions out there for me, if anyone knows about the chocolate industry, please do so. Just drop me a message or mail me, or you can find me on Twitter at Louis Barnett. So yeah, and just a little bit of other news. I've recently been in contact with a company, a charity called Bite Back, who are actually a marine conservation charity and organisation. Let's check out their website, please. It is www.biting-back.com. That's biting-back.com. I hope that I've got that right, I really do. But please check it out. It's they're a fantastic organisation. And really, to me, you know, I've always been in the conservation business with animals, so big cats and you know, large mammals. But who of you out there knew that last year 100 million sharks were slaughtered? And as I'm trying to do anyway, do my little bit for the world, I'm hopefully going to be working with them over the next couple of months. So please keep in touch. Visit my website, which is www.louisbarnett.co.uk, and that's louisbarnett.co.uk. Thanks for listening, and hope you carry on so.